And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football bettors. If it's Friday, it's FNL.
Yeehaw!
On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for week 15 in the NFL regular season. Week 15.
Crazy.
Which we are saying is the season of COVID in the NFL. And your boy Baker is the first one on the chopping block.
Shoot.
Go Raiders, Las Vegas.
You know, it's funny. I heard yesterday there was some COVID with Landry and a couple other guys. And I said to myself, you know what? Baker's got, like, they got to be next. And then today when I heard Stefanski and Baker had it, you know, like when the coach and the quarterback are like, so what should we do here? I don't know, but I'm 2 feet away from your mouth and you're spitting on me right now because you're screaming. I don't know. Do you have COVID? Yes, I do too. Oh, great. So we both have it. Throw a pass right now. And now they're both out. And the other thing is, what about the teams they played the week before? So if Cleveland has COVID, do the Ravens have COVID? Because they just played each other and they were spitting on each other and jumping all over each other. So like, it's the biggest week or 2 weeks, as Adam Schefter has said, of COVID. And now it's rampant in the NBA. It's that time of the year. It's flu season. And so now it's more, I guess. And now we're realizing that the pandemic is still alive as we all try to say, oh, we're vaccinated, so it's all good. It's not all good. It's bad.
And we're not
it's
all vaccinated.
Bad. And we're not all vaccinated.
We are. But
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Great point. We are not all vaccinated. So
right.
Dude, it's a COVID land right now. And now, as a handicapper, this takes me back, and I'm sure it takes you back, Jay, to last year when every week we had to worry about some COVID shit.
I can't believe that Baker's girl again. Did you see her tweet?
I can't.
She's wild.
Her tweet, she tweeted, I wish everyone was vaccinated and as tough as Baker.
Well, you know,
can you believe she said that?
Maybe she really loves him and she doesn't just want
to. I don't think she really said that, but
oh my God. Did he not say that?
She seems to Yoko Ono it up every weekend. God. So I'm just envisioning her going, should have got your booster like Baker did.
If you guys were as tough as Baker, maybe you would win.
Yeah.
She should start saying if you were as good as Tom Brady.
Hope the Ravens got ivermectin like Baker did.
Oh God, help us.
How dare you?
Well, what are your thoughts, Jason, on the whole
COVID's thing? Here. COVID's here and it's good. There might be games postponed. COVID's here, dude.
T, thank you for the question. I think the logical answer as a bettor is, how do we make money off the COVID weekend of all weekends? I mean,
exactly.
Cleveland was favored by 6. Now they're getting 1.5. Like, does that mean value on the Browns? Maybe even with Case Keenum? Like, how do you play that?
Right. Dude, the trippy part was last night when, before Baker thing, the line went down to 3. With, you know, with Landry and a couple guys, it went down to 3.
They don't even have their coach.
I know, but it went down to 3 before this news.
Does the coach have COVID?
Yeah, they both do.
Wow.
So it went down to 3 and everybody in town was saying, I still think the Raiders are in disarray. The Raiders, you know, Case Keenum can get it done. I'm not worried about the 3. I'll still take the Browns. Then today this news came out and it flipped to the Raiders as a favorite. I got to tell you, dude, and I know you think
What are you playing on
this? I still think it doesn't matter.
Really?
I still think it doesn't matter.
Next man up.
It's not in my handicap. It's not in my day. But I still think it doesn't fucking matter. I think the Raiders are garbage. Cleveland. Yeah, dude. Yeah, still think it doesn't matter.
Wow.
So COVID is everywhere.
Is the NFL ever going to instill a you must be vaccinated?
They can't.
I think they made it.
NBA did a bubble. Why can't they instill at least getting a vaccination?
I don't think they can do a mandate, but they make it tough on your ass if you don't.
The only thing they're saying that might change, like the owners all met today in Dallas, of course, at Jerry Jones's house because he puts on the best charcuterie plate in the business. Yes.
He's known for his charcuterie.
So they all went to, they all flew to Big D, and Jerry said, come on in, y'all. I got the charcuterie on the plate.
But didn't we see from Hard Knocks that he eats like a McGriddle every morning?
Yeah, he always has a burger right in front of him.
Sheesh.
God bless.
But he basically, they all met today, and I think they're going to talk about protocol. So what does that mean? You have to tell CeeDee Lamb he can't go to the strip joint anymore, or you can't leave his house. He's got to go from the stadium to the house like a bubble. You cannot interact with so-and-so, and you cannot have parties or you know, gatherings of five or more. Like, what are they going to do to these guys? Are they going to try to put him in a cage? Like, I don't think that's going to work either. But this is the winter time. This is flu happens, and COVID is big right now in the NFL. And I hope it's not big in your town. I hope it's not big in my town, because I don't want it. But aside from that, all those guys and all these stadiums that have 100,000 people in them, this could like fuck up the pandemic. It could make it really bad. I hope that doesn't happen, but 100,000 people in every arena, in 16 arenas a weekend, COVID's rampant, like, and mass. And I don't know. I don't want to make the show about COVID, but COVID's a big deal right now.
Well, obviously every bettor is dealing with the crazy up and downs of the lines. And today Adam Schefter just said, what, 20 players out on the Washington football team?
Yeah, he said even more. He said seven or eight teams and maybe more to come. Wow. So do we bet this stuff? Like, what is the circuit thing? What is Derek Stevens' protocol for if five games get canceled? And I put my games in tomorrow and all five of those are postponed. Do I get a zero? Like,
well, that's a great question. I don't know. We should look and see what the contest rules are.
I don't want to sound insensitive, but we're trying to gamble.
Come on.
Well,
guys,
that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe you do take the Raiders if you know they're going to be playing the fucking B team.
I still think they're so shitty.
What about Philly?
I love Philly. It went up to seven. Like, why not?
That's what I'm saying.
Why not?
Is there money to be made on this COVID? No one's going to the hospital. They're all like, they just can't play because of protocol.
And they're in a protocol, which means that they hit some criteria and they have to take two negatives, or they have to have two negatives to play. Baker Mayfield, if for any friggin' reason he catches two negatives before Sunday, he can play. That's how crazy it is. He's not in the protocol for an extended amount of time.
And they'll throw him in without even
a blink. If he catches two negatives from today to Sunday morning, he plays. Hmm. Is that going to happen? I don't know. I'm telling you, though, my twist on this, and let's get into this week, is the Ravens played them last week. So don't be surprised if there's some Raven COVID shit tomorrow morning or Friday morning.
You think the Ravens gave it to the Browns?
They were all kissing and sweating and licking each other. Yes. If the Browns are the most coveted team in football, somebody licks somebody's neck, something happened.
Relax.
The Ravens got COVID.
Does this have anything to do with the fact that you got a bad beat on the Ravens? Are you pointing fingers right now?
The Black Crows, terrible. Goodbye. Goodbye. Let's get into this week. I'm tired of this shit.
Let's get into it. This will be an interesting week, COVID friendly. Let's get into it.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
This is very hard for me to say right now. I don't want to cry.
Oh, my God, the pressure.
Who are you, the coach of the Lions? Jeez.
No, in my opinion, Aaron Rodgers is probably the league's MVP.
Holy shit, here we go.
He'd be the back-to-back MVP because
cue
he won
music.
It last year. Yeah, cue it.
Ugh.
His accuracy is almost annoying.
Almost?
How good this dude is. Last week against the Bears, dude, he was 29 for 37 with 341 yards and a million touchdowns, zero picks. The guy has thrown 10 touchdowns in three games with zero picks.
10 touchdowns with 10 toes.
I'd still tell him, if he cut it off, he might have thrown 13 touchdowns. We will never know. Dude, Davante Adams is the best in the game by a mile. Like by a mile, like a country mile. The guy's amazing. 13 targets, 10 catches, two touchdowns, 121 yards. That one catch he made in the corner when he juked three Bears, he caught the ball. There were dudes falling. He went, they all fell like dominoes, and he ran it in for it. It's too easy for these guys. The Baltimore Ravens are fielding children, high school. I heard they signed three high school players that are going straight to the NFL this week to pick up the slack for Marlon Humphreys. And there's no answer for that. The thing about the Packers that's amazing is that they are now balanced. Remember, they never had quite the running game. Dude, not only do they have one horse, they have two.
Sure.
A.J. Dillon is emerging as the number one back now, and Aaron Jones is like, I'll just catch a little 30-yard touchdown in the corner. I don't care.
Is Aaron Jones is still injured, though?
No,
right?
He caught a touchdown against the Bears. He caught a 37-yard little boop,
good
dump touchdown. But then A.J. Dillon just grinding and grinding and grinding, and he's like this back. The defense is playing well. Everyone's playing well. They're now balanced. It's not just like, oh, we have no running game. We're going to try to pretend we're going to run. Now they could just say, dude, if I run, you're fucked. If I pass, you're fucked. The dude's hella accurate. That's the thing. He's super accurate. He doesn't throw picks. And I just don't know what he had a quarterback rating of 141.8 or whatever. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure like a perfect quarterback rating is like in the 130s. So he was actually over perfect, which is kind of nuts. They were down getting cracked by the Bears.
Yeah, they were down at halftime.
He just annihilated them, dude. He just did what he did. And then Michael Irvin even said one thing about Davante Adams. He said, the dude he runs picture perfect routes. When I watch this guy's routes,
can't cover him.
He's a Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin.
You can't cover
him. The playmaker, Michael Irvin, said, it's a blessing to watch this kid because he runs absolute perfect routes, and these DBs, they can't fuck with that. I don't know who's going to guard him, dude. I just don't. There's no Marlon Humphreys, okay? I just don't think that Chris Westry is going to be able to guard Devontae. And there's no Calais Campbell.
Are you sure?
No, I'm positive. There's no Calais Campbell. If he does, he has a high thigh thing. He went out of last week's game. I don't think there's any pass rush. And then on the other side of the ball, if fucking COVID, bow-legged, wobbly-ass, black crow, wounded, wing, whack, whack, crow, COVID Jackson can't play. And even if he does play, he's not going to be able to run because he's crippled. There's no point in saying that he has anybody. He has no running backs. Their fullback, their little new guy that they have no one. They are on the match list, and they are hanging on. The only reason they're hanging on is because they were so good before they had all these injuries.
Right.
So now they're going to catch up with them. It's a 5.5-point spread. Give me the Packers. Give me the Packers. They kicked the Ravens kicked five field goals last week. The Packers were down by damn near 21 at the halftime. Dude, you can't keep up with that. Not kicking five field goals. So Aaron Rodgers is out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
They're the number one seed in the NFC. If they could just hang on and do their thing, they play Detroit one more time. They play Minnesota one more time, which they lost already. They're going to avenge that. They walk through it. They're at home in the snow. That's your Super Bowl champ. What do you think?
Wow.
So your handicap is you hate Aaron Rodgers and you love Aaron Rodgers.
I hate him so good. It hurts so good, like John Cougar said.
Who cares what I think, T? What do you think about this newfound adoration?
Well, I do know it's hard for him to say all of the things that he just said coming out of his mouth about Aaron Rodgers because we both are not fans of him personally. But he's good, I guess.
Guys, tough to like.
Easy to hate.
What?
He's easy to hate.
Yeah. But we were talking earlier about how, like, everybody wants to hate Tom Brady because he's just so good. He's just such a good guy, too, that you have no reasons to hate him. So you just end up liking Tom Brady. With Aaron Rodgers, you have so many reasons to be like, you're a jerk. But you're good, and it's just confusing, and it's annoying, and it's
annoying.
And the fact that we talk about him so much,
so annoying. No, you could hate the Yankees. You could hate the Lakers. You could hate these guys that win. You could hate the Pats. You can't hate Tom Brady. He's a good dude. No. You can hate Aaron Rodgers just by looking at
the guy. And we were talking earlier, LeBron, like you.
Great guy.
When he was on the Heat, you wanted to hate him so bad because he was so mm-hmm. good. And who is this guy? And then now he's like actually a decent man.
He's a great guy. Never been in jail. Never been DUI. Never has a wife from his childhood sweetheart. Great dad. Three kids.
But it is a big statement for you to say that they're Super Bowl champs.
I dude, the fact that I just.
I'm going to throw back to Jason right now.
No, he took it to you. I'm just going to say that balance I talked about with the run in the past. Yeah. I think this makes them complete. I don't think they had that last year when they played the Bucks. I think they have that now. And if they're in friggin' Lambeau Field in the freezing ass cold, Tom Brady's used to that, no doubt. But the rest of them Florida motherfuckers are not. It's going to be cold and windy and freezing ass cold, and I think the Pats can handle that, but I don't think the Bucks can.
Yep.
So that's that.
I'm fixated on the fact that the Baltimore Ravens have reported zero cases of COVID.
They're coming.
In a weekend filled with COVID.
They're coming.
But you're still so mad about the Ravens that you go, they had to have given it to the Browns.
No, I don't think they gave it to the Browns. I think the Browns might have gave it to them going into this week. Going into this week. I think they licked each other's necks a couple times, and I think some black crows are going down this weekend.
I don't remember Lamar's girl, like Baker's girl, posting shit on her Instagram. Like, I wish everybody was boosted like COVID Jackson. Too bad. Sad face emoji.
still got the W.
Okay.
Listen. Okay. Let me respond
still
to your handicap.
Still got the W.
Let me respond to your handicap. Aaron Rodgers, best covering quarterback, best covering team in the NFL. All they do is go to the window and cash the tickets. And all anybody does is figure out every week how to go, well, no, certainly they're not. No, they're down to the Bears. Right. It didn't even matter. You didn't even feel nervous that they were losing at halftime because you kind of knew like this motherfucker is going to torch them.
Right.
So look, Green Bay, they're on fire. They're balanced, like you said. You can't stand in front of that train. I think they get it done, and they get it done by margin. I don't think Lamar's going to play. It's going to be Huntley.
I agree.
And, I mean,
they talked about it today, and like Harbaugh said, you know, if he's not completely, like, we don't want to waste it. I think that this is kind of a, and I would never say that a coach would, you know, take a friggin', you know, like wave their white flag, but I think he's saying we couldn't win with or without Lamar. So if we just bench Lamar and tell him we need another week because we have to focus on the next three and we still pretty much got this division in hand, then I'll take that. I don't think the Cat's going to play. I don't think he's going to play. And on that note, I'm going with the discount double Cheesec. Give me the Packers minus the 5 and a fever and lock it up.
Okay, Jason, Mac Jones and his leading Pats head into Indy on Saturday to take on Carson Wentz and the big bad Jonathan Taylor. Number one run game versus number one D. What gives here on this one?
Yeah, what gives?
What gives is that New England is 7-0 ATS in their last seven. That would be 7-0.
Let me repeat.
In their last seven, ATS, not straight up, ATS.
Were they 6-1?
No. 5-1 ATS in their last six versus the Colts.
With Peyton Manning.
Here's something fun. 8-0 straight up in their last eight versus the Colts. PFF ranks New England's offense first. And their defense, third. They rank Indy's offense 14th and their defense 7th. Look, this is a kind of exciting game. It's on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a little Saturday night game.
This is going to be a bruising game. I haven't heard too much COVID around this game, so I like that. So let's just handicap from a football perspective. Indy's in the best spot. They have to fucking go for blood. They're fighting for survival. Hungry. But I kind of feel the way about New England this weekend that I did when I came to Vegas, when we're on the sports book, and the whole sports book was filled with Georgia Bulldogs. And we were like, are you giving Nick Saban points? And I kind of feel like, are you giving Belichick points? Like, I'll take them. I feel like this game is like a 22-20, 21-20, something in there, like hard-hitting
it's
fucking...
It's going to be smash mouth for sure.
Smash mouth.
It's in a dome, so there's no weather, but look, it's going to be smash mouth nonetheless.
Belichick knows they're going to run Taylor all day long. They know what each other are going to do. And I just don't know, like... I think New England is operating at a very high level right now. And I think Belichick is not fucking around. And my handicap is just Belichick, points, every sharp in the world is on Indy. I get that. I know that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with the dog in this one. And I think that they're going to hang around. And if somebody has to win it, they're going to win it by 1 point. And it doesn't matter how that comes out. That's my handicap. I would rather have the points in this game. I would rather have Belichick. And I don't think Mac Jones is like the bee's knees. But in this system, he doesn't make mistakes. And if he just controls the clock, doesn't turn the ball over, I don't think Carson Wentz is going to be able to torch them like he has those flashy wins against lesser teams. And I think that Belichick will stop whatever their strength is, which is Taylor. And make Carson Wentz beat them. And I don't think Carson Wentz is all that. So that's my handicap. What do you think, Jay?
I mean, I think it's tricky. I think that they, you know, what's interesting about this game is that they both are coming off a bye week, which is kind of crazy. Like, this was like a setup thing. I mean, not that anyone would know that New England would be 9-4 right now, but I think that, like, this is like a trip that both of these guys are pretty well rested. Indianapolis is going to run the football to death.
Right.
The question is, like, when you get into those, like, short, like, you don't want to, New England doesn't want to give any big blasts. Like, Jonathan Taylor's a track star. He'll hit that corner and he's gone and there's nobody. That's game over. He's gone. But if they can contain him and keep it in the between the lines and they get to, like, 2nd and 9, 2nd and 12, and they're on the, you know, the 20, then New England starts to get real, like, you know, the edges are all, and then it's like field goal, field goal, field goal. But if you could break one against them, the thing is, Carson Wentz knows that Bill Belichick's a great mind, and he knows what he's going to do. And he said on his press conference, we got to figure out what they're going to throw at us, and we got to flip the script. Like, if you can. I don't know if you can with Bill Belichick, because just when you think it's checkmate. Like, that's who he is. I think that they respect each other, but I think that Frank Reich has already beaten Bill Belichick's Patriots in the Super Bowl when he was in that Dan Peterson, you know, when Philly won it all.
Sure.
I think Belichick remembers that. I think there's a lot of this and that. But I think that in a weird way, I think that New England is great. I still believe that they're great. I just think that this week, they don't win 7 or in a row or 8 in a row.
Yeah, you could be right. They come back to earth.
I just think it's a zigzag. And then I think, I think New England probably runs the table.
Right.
And goes
like
13-4 or whatever.
It's a tough spot.
I don't have a play on this game. And I respect everything you're saying and I agree, but I just think, like, just when you think, oh, they're 6-0, like, at what point do you say this is where it ends?
Sure.
And maybe on the road, this is where it ends. I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't have a play on this, but I respect what you're saying.
That's fair. All right. I'm going with New England. Lock it up.
Justin, the Titans face the Steelers on Sunday. What's the right side of this game?
I haven't said this in probably 10 weeks.
Here we go.
Cue up the banjos, motherfucker. Cue up the banjos, baby. The Titans are rolling into the Ketchup Stadium.
Oh my God.
Coming off at a very impressive 20-0 shellacking over the Jacksonville Jags. Now, I understand it's the Jacksonville Jags, But I'm going to be real. Any shutout in the NFL is a big deal. These motherfuckers are in the NFL. You shut somebody out in their own stadium or in your own stadium, I don't care if it's in a schoolyard. That's impressive. Starting with the Titans D, they had four interceptions last week. Again, the Jags, whatever, you can say what you got to say.
Mm-hmm.
This is a trip, though, what I'm about to tell you. Like, when I saw this, I could not believe my eyes. Harold Landry is a force to be reckoned with. He's got 11 sacks, 13 tackles for a loss, 20 quarterback hits.
Yep.
Do you know how many yards Tennessee gave up last week rushing the football? And this is the entire, I don't care if it's a kicker, punter, mm-hmm. rusher, tight end. You know how many rushing yards they gave up last week?
I'm going to say 24.
I'm going to say 8.
Whoa. Okay.
They gave up eight yards rushing last week. And they gave up 221 yards passing.
Mm-hmm.
That, if you put that together, is about 229 total yards. That's scary. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 308 yards by himself when he played Minnesota. But they were also down 29-0 at the half. So that was just like an aerial assault, like, you know, we got a chunk away. It was impressive what they did, but we all know that the Minnesota Vikings always play a very good first half, and then they always lay down the second half. So I wasn't so, like, shocked and amazed that they scored 21 points in 3 minutes or whatever the fuck it was, or, you know, however the Steelers came back in that game.
Okay.
But, like, Deontay Johnson, he's, like, the hot target. Harris is rushing for about 5 yards. You know, like, they're starting to run the ball.
Yep.
You're not going to run the ball right now against Tennessee because they're fifth in the NFL against the run, if you didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that Pittsburgh is dead last against the run on the other side of that coin. Now, there's no Derrick Henry, but still, if you're last, like, I could go out there and maybe shake and bake and, like, get a little something done. Hey, you know, we'll do a little Jeff Greenspan and, like, shake and bake, you know. Hey.
Go easy when T.J. Watt is trying to tackle you.
T.J. Watt T.J. Watt.
Questionable.
T.J. Watt is questionable with that groin issue.
Questionable. He's not going to be a full, groin.
He's not going to be.
He's always got a groin.
We all got a groin.
Have a groin.
We all got
a
groin.
Such a pain in the
groin. I got a good groin, though. He's got a bad groin. And a bad groin.
Even T has a groin. She's playing on Sunday. All right,
Julio Jones is back. I think him and Tannehill need to get a little, you know, they've got to get it together and get a little cohesive because it's been a minute since they've even, like, broke bread. But Tannehill's got to cut down on the sacks. But without T.J. Watt, I'm not nervous. Tannehill's got to cut down on the picks, but that comes from trying to, like, make shit happen when you don't have Derrick Henry, so you're throwing the ball too much. I just think that this is a small number. I know it's in Heinz Field. I don't have any faith in the Steelers. I don't have any faith in their D. They went down 29-0 against Minnesota. I don't see a lot changing here. Bring in the banjos and bring in them Tennessee Titans. Let's go Rocky Top Tennessee with a very, very small number under a field goal at 2. I will take Tennessee. What do you fucking feel?
I think you've disrespected Big Ben.
I gotta get out of here.
I think that you
I gotta walk away from this. I can't. Call me when he's done. Call me when he's
first
done
of all, this is the hero to all of us who have dad bods. We all train like Ben Roethlisberger. And by train, I mean we go to Hooters, we get spicy wings, we call that the off season. Okay, that's the Ben Roethlisberger. You know how Tom Brady sleeps in a cryo chamber? Yeah,
Ben Roethlisberger sleeps in a chicken wing vat.
He sleeps at Chick-fil-A.
He swings and sleeps in wing sauce.
Ben Roethlisberger, he sleeps in wing sauce.
Is he eating a burger? Can you name a burger after him? This burger is called the Roethlisberger.
It's called the Big Ben. Yeah. Listen to me, Barry. Tell me right now. Tell me right now the size of the hole that defense was giving for fucking Dalvin Cook last week. They were giving up yards and yards and yards and yards. And you know what happened?
Ole.
Mike Tomlin said, no more Chick-fil-A for you this week. Mike Tomlin dropped the fucking hammer on Chase Claypool. First down. You saw that, right?
Idiot.
Oh, by the way, we're still playing the game, dumbass.
Did you hear what Tomlin said today? He's like, the kid apparently was a bit confused. That's his way of saying I choked him out in the locker room.
That's his way of saying I initiated him into the Steelers gang and he got jumped in and he will catch every pass.
Yeah, trust me, he will drop the ball immediately from here going forward because I slit his throat in the locker room.
Bro, they're getting Hightower back. TJ Watt's going to play with a shitty groin. They got Tomlin's press conference on Tuesday. He said like five guys on defense are coming back. So I expect those giant Dalvin Cook holes, hopefully, will be spackled over with a little Chick-fil-A sauce there. And they won't be like, Tennessee, they look fantastic.
You're so silly, dude. Stop. Every week it's Pittsburgh and there's a reason. Tom's mad.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Shut up. We're
don't
ready.
Come. Stop. Don't come for my Steelers. I like your Tennessee handicap. Don't come for my Steelers. Okay. This is... Do you remember when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he had his last year?
In the rocking chair.
Remember? They gave him the rocking chair. They gave him the Rolls Royce. Sure. They're giving Big Ben...
The finger.
They're giving him the finger. They're giving him coupons to Chuck E. Cheese. They're giving him all his favorite coupons. He is going to go
off
on the fucking... Titans this weekend. Listen. I like the Steelers at home. Swan song Ben. Dad bod Ben. Okay? Mike Tomlin. Mad Mike Tomlin. Angry Mike Tomlin. Chase Claypool. Apologize.
No, stop.
Let's go, Steelers.
Okay.
Let's go, Steelers.
This just in. Franco Harris will not play on Sunday. This just in. Lynn Swan is a no-go. Stallworth is a no-go. Terry Bradshaw is a no-go.
What are you saying?
Who's the guy with the cast on his arm? Jack something?
Yeah, Jack
with the
Lambert.
Is Jack Lambert.
R.I.P. They're finished.
Take
Give
your Titans.
Give me the goddamn banjos. Give me that Rocky Top Tennessee.
It's a terrible towel all day long.
Lock it up.
Let's start to Jason. The Cardinals had their feelings hurt on Monday night against the Rams. Then, news today, D. Hopkins gone for the season now.
Ouch.
Kyler Murray seems less than 100%. Is this a get-right beat-down spot against the Lions at Ford Field? They're almost a two-touchdown favorite. Do you lay the chalk?
Thanks.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Yes, of course it's a chalk spot. What do you expect from me? What do you expect from me? Do you think I'm afraid to lay the chalk?
No.
Because I'm not. I'm not afraid to lay the chalk. I don't care if DeAndre Hopkins, their number one wide receiver, superstar pro bowler, is out. I don't care. I don't care if Lamar fucking baby Lamar Kyler
baby,
was limping
baby
around.
Baby.
I don't care. Because the Detroit Lions are that bad. And they can't. They won their one game. If they want a good draft pick, they need to do what Jared Goff's been doing all season long and tanking on purpose because he's horrible. I told you the Denver Broncos would win last week. What was it? 38?
No,
what was the final score?
Just move on, Teddy Two Shits. Move on.
So,
yes, they played the Lions.
Yes.
Let's get it right. They didn't play the Chiefs.
I laid the chalk with the Lions last week. I laid the chalk with the Lions this week. Here's a fun stat for you. Ready for this?
The Lions are 1-13.
Oh, no.
Arizona, much like my previous Patriots pick, 7-0. ATS in their last seven road games. And you know what? First of all, I want to say apologies to the Rams, who we both said, until they can fucking punch above their weight, they're not going to roll. And quite naturally, they showed up, they righted the ship, and I'm glad for the hometown team Rams. Fuck yeah, because I have a ticket for the Rams to win the Super Bowl. I called the Rams on this pod to go to the Super Bowl. But all it means to me for this week is Arizona got humiliated by the Rams. They got curb stomped. This is a get right game. I don't care about D-Hop. I love D-Hop. I'm sorry he's not going to play, but they still have more. Oh, they still have Cameron Kirk. They still have Cameron Kirk. They still have James Connor's going to play. I just feel like Ford Field, no weather issues. Kyler, they have to fucking show the world that they are who we think they are. Otherwise, if they can't get margin on Detroit, I don't know. Maybe we start to ask some questions about, is this the Kingsbury? Is this the Kingsbury fucking second half nosedive as usual? Let's see what they got. I think Zona, lay the chalk, Chaka Khan, Count Chocula. If you want to watch the new Disney Plus series, it's called Chalk Eye. Give me the chalk with the Zona Cardinals. What do you think, Jay? Let's go.
He's like making up shit. Tune in for Chalk Eye, CBS on Sunday night. Listen, we lost one of our survivor picks on the Rams, like week four or whatever, when Arizona shit down their neck. And at that time, the Ram Whisperer, was very clear to you that Sean McVay against the Arizona Cardinals was 8-0. 8-0. They played at SoFi. So I was like, yo, done. Wrap it up. Survivor pick. 8-0. McVay. Cardinals are like babies and they're not real. Smash. And all that shit. Smash. They got blasted. So they're now McVay's 8-1. Well, the Cardinals go to rattle off 11-0 or whatever happened, and one with Colt McCoy, they're 10-2, and they're at home now in Glendale, Arizona, and I'm like, you know what? What's going to change? But you know what fucked us? That stat, 8-0 became 8-1. Does that 8-0 become 8-1 and become 8-2? No way. It becomes 9-1. And then next year it'll become 10-2. You know, whatever. It doesn't matter. So the guy clearly owns them. The thing that I saw, which was tripping me out, because Drew Brees went through that and all these, Russell Wilson, all these young little short quarterbacks, Kyler Murray throws darts.
He couldn't get it over.
But
the
Kyler Murray was throwing darts like that, and big dudes were just putting their paws up and going, no. Deflected for an interception on the 3-yard line.
Yeah, that changed.
Deflected three or four times because the dudes keep throwing these, like, he's throwing these straight bombs, and these guys are putting their bear paws up going, no.
Yeah, he was careless also.
Russell Wilson learned, you know, put a little something under it. Get it up over those little dudes that are right there, that watching your eyes and watching where you're going and watching your arm go back, and they're going, paw, paw. They didn't regroup from that. And I blame Cliff Kingsbury for that. And I blame them for that. They're not 100%. They're not going to win shit. The Rams are now a game back. And the Rams are probably going to win that division, if not a wild card. And if Arizona goes anywhere, they're going to lose in fucking Green Bay. Like, they're not going anywhere. I'm proud of them. They're all great. Again, I don't have a take on this, but that's a lot of lumber. It's in Detroit. Yeah. Detroit seems to fight. And if you don't remember last week, it sucks because Detroit did win 2 weeks ago, but then last week they had a whole COVID thing. And DeAndre Swift is still out with that shoulder injury that he suffered on Thanksgiving. So I don't think that was a fair fight. They had a lot of coaches out. Hopefully maybe they'll go back home. I don't know if they're getting people back or not.
No, they're full of COVID again.
Well, then more to you. I just personally, I can never punch in a ticket that's minus 13.5.
I hear you. I just don't do it. I hear you.
So
I
hear good you. For you.
All right. Arizona, once again, and lock it up.
It's teaser time. Two teams, one bet, six full points. So tasty.
Well, apparently it was so tasty because we went undefeated last weekend.
We did a four-way, right? Two and two. Two and two.
We hit perfect. Four out of four, two teasers. And by the way, if anyone's keeping score, we went 5-0 in the circa contest. Five wins.
No big deal.
Zero losses.
Not a big deal.
No big deal.
As Alicia Keys would say, this pod is on fire.
Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Last week, we took Titans and Denver. They both covered on the tees. We took Green Bay and Tampa Bay. Jay, what are you thinking? Let's put together another winning tease.
Well, I think the Dolphins, if you bring it down to four. I think the Eagles, if you bring it down to one.
Sold.
I'm not going to go with what I just did on my picks because that would just be, you know, that would almost be like cheating. I'm not going to go with the Packers. I'm not going to go with the Bucks. I think the Vikings plus 2.5. You know, against those Bears. And I think, I don't know why, you know, I'm not going to get into a whole thing. Why are the fucking Jaguars minus 3.5?
That's a weird trappy line,
they
right?
They were minus 3 the last time they played the Texans.
Yeah.
In like week 2 or whatever. And they got smoked. Like, why are they, in God's green earth, laying 3.5 points? No. I would take the Texans plus 2.5, but that's not for me. I need padding. So I would take the Eagles minus 1. And I would take the Dolphins. Minus 4.
And that will be our teaser
you like
for
it?
The week.
Ooh, I like it.
I love
that
it.
That was too easy.
I don't like it. I love it.
I love it.
I got
just,
it.
Just.
Sorry. Just the hook from the 90s. No big deal.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
Dolphins are going to crush the Jets.
Smoke.
Eagles, even if it's like the two-headed monster of Hurts and Minshew, that's a COVID game. So I think we're going to take Dolphins minus 4, tease it to the Eagles minus 1, and lock it up.
Hells yes. Boom, baby.
Okay,
by the way, can I just say that T said bada bing last week?
Bada bing.
She said bada bing. She was, before her Survivor thing, you went bada bing.
Did I?
Did you even know you did that?
No.
That was crazy. Gangster. She was like, bada bing.
Okay.
Like she was about to smoke someone. Put a contract
before the
on
season,
your ass.
Before the season, T was like, oh, football's fine. It's whatever. Like, if it's on in the background, like, I'll watch a game
always
or whatever.
Liked football.
Now she's like, Aaron Rodgers, go fuck yourself with your
bada
10
bing.
Toes.
I got a contract on your
bing.
Ass. Bada bing.
Hey. You better watch your fucking ass. I hate him.
Get it, girl.
All right. Speaking of tea, speaking of football knowledge, speaking of a winning fucking podcast, this thing's on fire.
Another one.
You survived last week. You recommended Casey. What do you got for us this week?
The Cardinals.
You're speaking my language.
It's kind of a no-brainer.
Speaking my language.
I was between the Cardinals and the Chiefs last week. I went with the Chiefs, which they won by a hair.
Or by 40.
Or by 48. 40
very boring hairs. Oh, yeah. But I blew it out of the water, so I think I'm going to go with the Cardinals. There's no way that they're going to lose back-to-back games.
Agreed.
And then they're playing the Lions.
Yeah.
So and that ain't happening.
No. So I just think it's a no-brainer. I have them still available. I've been waiting for this moment. So I feel like now's the time.
You fucking saved them. And a lot of people did not. This is a perfect spot for that.
Yep. So give me the Cardinals. No brainer.
Did you even
go
question
ahead
it?
And lock it up.
Love it.
Damn,
because
she saved them in this spot.
This is the spot I've been waiting for.
I saved them in this spot.
Do you
pretty
guys agree with
sneaky,
me?
Sis. Hell yeah.
Who's going to argue? I picked them minus 13, let alone to fucking win the game. I mean, come on.
Hells yeah. I love it.
Well, there you go.
All right. Let's recap on tonight's episode. By the way, you and I are still tied heads up. I like that. Very fierce competition going on. Jay, you liked Green Bay minus 5, Tennessee minus 2. How dare you go against my Pittsburgh Steelers?
Break out the banjos.
I liked the Patriots plus 2 and Arizona minus 13 and a half.
Thanks.
That's wild.
Ouch. Okay. Our teaser for this week is Miami Dolphins minus 4, tease to the Philadelphia Eagles minus 1, and T says if you want to survive, you will take those Arizona desert birds. Go with the Cardinals.
Go with them. And if you'd like to follow us on our socials, our Twitter is Fry Night Locks. We post a lot of stuff on there, including our Circa picks around 3 p.m. every Saturday. We post now this YouTube on there, so you can catch that link. And then just check out our Instagram, Facebook, and obviously our YouTube at Friday Night Locks. Give us a thumbs up and a subscribe, as Justin likes to say it. Subscribe to us, yeah?
Please. Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe this video.
Guys, again, I'm in love with this show. I'm in love with everything about the NFL. What a crazy year. Let's hope that everyone is healthy and happy. Like, this COVID thing is crazy.
Yes. And it is very serious at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, you all want to make some dough. You all want to try to get an edge. But, like, people's lives are in, you know, possible danger and whatnot. Over. There is a serious pandemic going on. So, with all due respect, beat the shit out of the book regardless. I don't give a fuck what you got to do. Beat the book.
Let's go 5-0 again.
Cheers, big
Let's
ears.
Let's go 5-0. Well said. Well
Cheers,
said.
Big ears. 5-0, baby. We'll see you next
Cheers.
Week.
Cheers.
See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.